The faster we run, the faster God runs. The farther we go, the farther God goes. When we try to hide, God finds us. When we ignore God, God waits for us to change our minds. And God has way more patience and stamina than we do. Eventually, Patty did receive a visitor, a man named John, who she knew in passing from a youth center where she used to occasionally hang out. John worked for the Christian organization Youth for Christ. "We used to have talks about God here and there," Patty said. "He ended up coming in to visit me in the hospital, and he brought me a rose. He brought me a flower. I thought, okay, people bring people flowers in the hospital. That's nice. Then he told me, 'I want you to know that God told me to bring this to you, and he wants you to know that he sees you like this rose.'" Sometimes the hound of heaven carries a rose in its teeth. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this man obviously doesn't hear from God, if God's even real, because I am not a rose. I'm living in sin, I'm stealing, I'm sleeping around, I'm doing drugs and alcohol. I am not a rose to God, she said. Undeterred by Patty's resistance, John kept on talking about God and how much God loved her and how she was precious to God, beautiful, wonderfully made, perfect, like a rose. And he kept coming back to visit, bringing fast food from McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, hoping outside food, way tastier than what was served in the hospital, would make her more open to listening. He was right. She listened, nodding graciously between handfuls of French fries, but really just humoring him. He would talk to me about God, and I would really, in my heart, be rolling my eyes, thinking, man, he talks a lot about God, and it's not even Sunday. He said a lot of things that made sense, but I thought, that's really great for you, and it's great that it works for you, but it's not for me. One day, he just said, "You tried to kill yourself. You don't even want to live anymore. You don't want your life. God created you with a plan and a purpose. What do you have to lose by giving God a chance to see what his plan is for you, what he can do for you?" I couldn't even roll my eyes in my heart at that one. I was just stumped. I was at rock bottom. I had nothing to lose by giving him a chance, if he's real. I really didn't think God was real. After John left that day, Patty went back to her hospital room. She stared up at the ceiling and thought about praying, but wasn't quite sure how to start. So she just started talking. I kind of looked up and said, "Okay, God, if you're real, I pray that you would come into my life and..." What John said, "Come in and live my life."